Good morning. A round of showers and thunderstorms, some with heavy rainfall and frequent lightning, passed through the region overnight and now into the early morning hours. We see the activity passing through southern New England with those heavy downpours for the morning commute. The latest round of precipitation, though, is on its way out, and things will dry out for a time with breaks of sunshine, but another batch of energy in the atmosphere will roll through this afternoon, and this will act upon the heat that we gain from that sunshine today and the humidity in place to produce more scattered showers and thunderstorms later today. Temperatures will reach into the lower and middle 80s on average, with 70s across the higher terrain. Scattered showers and thunderstorms lasting through the evening, then as high pressure builds in, we'll start to clear it out overnight. We'll see areas of fog developing as lows drop back into the 50s and lower 60s. This will bring us plenty of sunshine tomorrow, warm temperatures, low humidity, with highs in the lower 80s. The next front will make its way to our area for Friday afternoon and evening. Sunshine will give way to clouds on Friday. Late day thunderstorms are possible, which will last into the overnight hours as temperatures reach the lower and middle 80s. A few lingering showers on Saturday, especially in New England. We could even see showers into the noon hour. But the afternoon will dry out for everyone with plenty of sunshine, highs in the upper 70s. On Sunday, mostly sunny skies with another area of high pressure and highs back into the middle and upper 70s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms across the north central United States and a risk of severe thunderstorms across the eastern seaboard from New England to South Carolina. Moderate destabilization ahead of a fast-moving cold front this afternoon will lead to the greatest severe potential, likely in the form of damaging winds associated with a well-organized line and possibly some strong bowing structures. This will happen across a portion of the eastern Dakotas, but particularly Minnesota, from mid-afternoon through the evening. And along the eastern seaboard, shear, while somewhat modest in most areas, will be sufficient to support multicells and weak supercells, and an attendant potential for locally damaging winds or hail. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or waterspout from an airport was at Fort Lauderdale, Florida, at 3:53 p.m. Eastern Time yesterday. And the last report of hail was at La Paz, Bolivia, at 7:20 p.m. Eastern Time on Monday. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility and fog, 52 degrees with a southwest wind at 18 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly clear and 34 degrees. In Albany on the hour, cloudy skies and 65 degrees, the dew point 64, 97% relative humidity, a calm wind, and the barometer at 29.88 inches, and it is falling. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 120 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 33 at Stanley, Idaho. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City partly sunny with scattered showers and thunderstorms in the mid-80s, Boston scattered showers and thunderstorms in the mid-80s, and in Buffalo mostly sunny with a shower and highs in the upper 70s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 77 degrees, the low 60, the average temperature 69, that's 2 degrees below normal. Just a trace of precipitation yesterday, 99 hundredths for the month, which is 71 hundredths below normal, and 21.35 inches for the year, which is 3.04 inches below normal. There were 4 cooling degree days in Albany yesterday, for the month 139, and for the season 660. The average high temperature in Albany today, 81 degrees, the average low, 60. The record high, 96, set in 1959, and the record low, 48, in 1964. Sunrise this morning at 6:02 a.m., sunset this evening, 7:56 p.m., 13 hours and 54 minutes of daylight, a loss of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Partly sunny with scattered showers and thunderstorms today, highs in the mid-70s to lower 80s. Cloudy with more showers this evening, possibly a thunderstorm, then some clearing overnight with areas of fog, lows in the mid-50s to lower 60s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, partly sunny, scattered showers and thunderstorms today with highs in the lower to mid-80s. Cloudy with showers and thunderstorms this evening, some clearing overnight with areas of fog, lows dropping in. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms today and highs in the mid-70s to lower 80s. Cloudy with more showers this evening, then clearing overnight, areas of fog with lows in the upper 50s to around 60. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, partly sunny, scattered showers and thunderstorms likely today with highs in the lower to mid-80s. More showers and storms this evening, then some clearing overnight, areas of fog with lows in the lower to mid-60s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90, mostly cloudy, scattered showers and thunderstorms today with highs in the lower 80s. More showers, some thunderstorms this evening, then partial clearing overnight with areas of fog, lows back into the lower 60s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly sunny and warm, low humidity, lower 80s. Sunshine giving way to some clouds Friday in the mid-80s with late-day thunderstorms possible. Leftover showers on Saturday, especially in New England in the morning, then increasing sunshine, upper 70s. Mid to upper 70s, mostly sunny on Sunday. And a mix of sun and clouds Monday and Tuesday of next week with highs in the upper 70s to around 80. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.